News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. It is Wednesday, September the 13th, and Bonnie Pintozzi, star of both radio and screen, making her television appearance last night on 9 and 10 News, talking about, I mean, obviously with the Travel Authority, Bonnie, you are the authority when it comes to travel. It's right in your name.
Well, it works. I mean, it parallels it, but certainly lots of things going on in the industry, and we'll talk about it later, but I have such a wonderful guest in studio, and you and Crystal and I've had interviews, and Eric Bacon, he's the sales manager for Herta Gruten North America. So let's talk about the fact that we can both say it, right?
Herta Gruten North America. Right? And Eric, we have talked on the phone to you several times. It's so nice to have you right here in the studio.
Very happy to be here this morning. Actually, it's a beautiful day, beautiful town, and my first time in a radio studio. So,
well,
pretty thrilling this morning.
So many first times, and you're also holding a cup of coffee from the Grand Traverse Pie Company. So he knows how to do things right here already.
Right off the bat, he did that.
I love that. So you are here because the Travel Authority has an event that's happening tonight at the beautiful Botanic Garden at the historic Barnes Park. Right. That's over on Red Drive for those unfamiliar with the area. It's absolutely free. It's starting at 6 o'clock. And Eric, you're going to talk about Herta Gruten. You're going to talk about how unique Herta Gruten is as a company. I mean, you talk about heritage, and it just sounds like it's heritage when you say Herta Gruten. And not only are you going to talk about that, but you're going to talk about some upcoming trips that people can take part of.
So. Yes, and surprisingly, kind of the worldwide and year round. And so I'm not going to talk. I'm going to take the master and go for it.
All right. So, we're definitely going to talk about Norway because this is where we're from. Mm-hmm. And we've been sailing along the coast of Norway for 125 years, actually. And we're going to celebrate that pretty big next year with a brand new ship. And if you come tonight and with us, you're going to learn definitely a lot more about that specific ship coming up next year. And we've developed a big program on exploration after Norway. Mm-hmm. And one of the big destinations for us is definitely Antarctica. Mm. And Antarctica is going to be big in 2018-19, where we're going to have three ships based for the season in that area. So we're going to have two ships out of Ushuaia in Argentina. So if you don't know where exactly is Ushuaia, where it's way at the tip. You can't go more south than that in Argentina. And then one ship out of Punta Arenas in Chile. So we're going to be ready to welcome all your guests on board of our ships.
So Antarctica. I mean, you know, if you had asked, I'm sure if you had asked me even 10 years ago, I would have said, what are we going to do in Antarctica? That's where people go to study things. That's where the scientists are. I don't get to go there, but I do with Herta Gruten.
You do. Yes, definitely. And we bring you over to see this wonderful part of the world called the seventh continent. Some people have it on their bucket list for years and years, and probably now is the time to go. And you're going to see, depending on the time you go in the season, you can do experience different things, either pristine snow. If you're all about photography at the beginning of the season, that's the best time. Everything is clean. There's more snow as well on the peninsula itself. If you come a little later, then that's where the babies are coming about. So if you want to have this experience with seeing the penguins taking care of their babies, well, that's more like around January usually. That's when it happens. And then a little bit later in the season, then you get the whales and more of the seals and so on in that area. So there's just about a six-month period to come to Antarctica and discover this amazing place.
So where do you actually go in Antarctica? I mean, are you on the peninsula? Are you going, I mean, are we going into the depths? what does this look like?
Depending on what you want to do, there's different itineraries. You could either say, I just want to concentrate on the peninsula itself, because this is the closest part you can go in Antarctica. And that's why you have to leave from South America, because it's just about a 36-hour crossing.
Oh, you know, just a day and a half.
Just a day and a half, that's all.
How beautiful.
It's not that much. Because if you would leave from Australia, for example, it takes a week to hit Antarctica.
Wow.
So that's your best place to leave from.
So there are different opportunities for people, though. If you have it, say, on your bucket list that you want to put your feet on all seven continents at some point in your life, that might be a great idea for you. If you want to get a little more involved, you can work with Herta Gruten and do that.
Exactly.
It's just so amazing to me, this whole idea of seeing the penguins in an area where it's not very well traversed. I mean, a lot of people are not going to Antarctica. It is untouched. And that's one of the things about Herta Gruten that you're very passionate about, that you don't have people coming in and sort of trashing the place,
no.
you know? I mean, it's a tourist destination second. It's a place where animals live first, or where the locals live first, depending on where you are. And that's one thing that I love about your company.
Yeah, it's a natural treasure. It really is. But it's funny when we talk about, you can also warm up with Herta Gruten, can't you?
You can.
Mm. So where do we go if we do that?
Well, we do have some itineraries in the Caribbean. And again, if you come this evening to our presentation, that you'll learn a little bit more about where we're going in the Caribbean. If you want to avoid the cold places, South America also, because we do sail along both coasts of South America, the East and the West. And while we're coming in our backyards, if I can call it that way, where we're going to sail on the East Coast of the U.S.
Yes.
And with the Travel Authority, we're going to get great pricing for sailing out of New York with different sailings. There's one about 8 days, and you can go up to 16 days sailing. And the 16 days is a round trip from New York, going in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, going to Louisbourg, which was a French holding back in the days in the 16th and 1700s. Newfoundland, Labrador, and see all this beautiful area. And we always do it, don't forget, exploration style.
Yeah.
Now, you don't need to be a professional adventurist or hiker. It's really you have it in your soul, and you want to see the destination in depth.
Right.
That's what we do. And our expedition team on board will help you to do that even more.
So when you started things out 125 years ago and you were focused on Norway, you still say, Eric, that you do Norway so well. I mean, because that's your that's where you're from. That's that's your company. And yet, you know, it's just amazing to me to look at the all the places you can go with Herta Gruten, Norway, Antarctica, Greenland, Iceland. You can do Europe. You can do South America. You can cross the Atlantic and you can do the Caribbean, the Northwest Passage, all of these opportunities.
Exactly.
How did you grow so big? I mean, you started from just Norway 125 years ago. Did someone just say, I want to go there. Let's build a ship.
Well, you have to forget that the exploration is on our DNA.
Right.
So the fact that we kept true to that saying and we decided to go in Antarctica. Don't forget that the first person that went to the South Pole and planted a flag was a Norwegian, Roald Amundsen. Actually, this is going to be the name of their brand new ship next year.
Oh,
Roald Amundsen. So he's the one who went there, and he got equipped. He was followed by a British team that was following him. The only difference is because he took the time of meeting with Inuits and see how they live in that type of temperature and weather. And that's how he made it with dogs and the way they eat and et cetera, et cetera. As the British were not that prepared. And unfortunately, some of them perished.
Oh,
so we piggybacked on that. And that's why we decided to go to Antarctica, because we had already been there. And this is what we do also. We focus on the experience.
That's what so many people want. I mean, experiences more than anything else. They want to do something that's different. We hear it all the time, and Herta Gruten can take them there.
So when, and that's the thing about this, and what you're going to find out tonight when you show up to the Botanic Garden at Historic Barnes Park, and it starts at 6 o'clock. Light refreshments, and of course, Bonnie will be there with the Travel Authority. Eric will be there with Herta Gruten, and you can. I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can travel, but if you have that explorer in your DNA, like the Norwegians,
or you actually want to get that type
or
of experience.
Or you want to adapt
in
yourself
general.
Into that culture. You that's bet. Fine as well. You can do all of that. You can ask your questions. And that's exactly what people will be doing tonight. I mean,
yes.
Not only are you going to discuss what Hurtigruten is, how you came to be, where you're going, and talk about some of these wonderful partnerships with the Travel Authority, people can just ask questions about where you're going.
He's going to show an incredible presentation.
Yeah. I love it.
You're going to sit there thinking, why am I not there?
Yeah, exactly. You know? And it's focused on images, mm-hmm. not words, but it's really about the images and videos. Of course, I'm going to show you some videos as if you would mm-hmm. be there.
You feel like you were.
I'm looking. I mean, when you say images, if you go to Hurtigruten.us even and you look at your destinations and you see the Norwegian coast and you're looking at these explorations in Antarctica, it truly is breathtaking. I can't wait for you all to be there tonight and to hear more about this. Now, I know that you wanted people to RSVP, they can still come, right?
They can just show up. That's not a problem. If they want to RSVP, they can, but we're going. We're going to be there and just grab friends and say, you know, we've been talking about doing something different.
Yes.
You know, Hurtigruten's in town.
We're going to do our own Norwegian song here, the only one that we know in America, I'm sure, by the Beatles. Norwegian Wood. And Eric from Hurtigruten, I know you have to go. Thank you so much for coming in. This bird is flying right away, and you can see him tonight at 6 o'clock.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now, Bonnie, as we continue our conversation, we have just a few minutes left here. You know, we've had lots of people who have been calling with mm-hmm. questions and, you know, and with concerns, really, because sure. we've had some pretty active hurricanes here in North America mm-hmm. and in Texas, starting out with Hurricane Harvey. Mm-hmm. And then we moved on to Irma. And so many people are wondering, I mean, and I know they're not trying to sound like they don't care about what's happening mm-hmm. there. But there's a lot of people who are going, hey, I've got a trip planned to the Keys in, you know, for Thanksgiving, or mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be going to the Caribbean for Christmas. And this is really, this is putting people in kind of a conundrum. So what
it
happens?
Is. Well, what happens, it really depends on how fast they can get back up. I will tell you, I think the Keys are going to take some time. I mean, they quite a bit of destruction down there. And at the same time, there are islands in the Caribbean that are not. Dominican Republic really did not get hit that hard. They just, and they're fine. We are getting daily briefings. Turks and Caicos, they're starting to rebound. They're working on it. But if you look at, you know, St. Thomas, St. John's, oh my goodness, the British Virgin Islands. I mean, there's a lot of things that have gone there. So what's the best thing to do? If you're traveling, even in October, November, December, you know, give us a call. You know, we already are aware that you're our client, so just give, you know, call your agent here or call whoever that you did work with. Or if you have a question, call me, too. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you where it happens, because right now we're looking at what's happening with the ports, you know, down in, you know, those ports that those right. cruise ships and everything leave, come and go from. A lot of them are open, but Port of Miami, which is one of the major ones, they found two sunken vessels.
Oh, my gosh.
So they got to make sure the canal and everything going in and out of that port is safe. So they were hoping to be open by today sometime. So we'll keep tuned in. But in the meantime, what's happening with the cruise lines is they are kind of repositioning themselves. They're repositioning. I think there's three things that I'm finding with the cruise lines right now. And basically, expect to be rerouted if it's in a hard-hit port, because they're not going to go into it because they can't really get into it, too. You're going to see some cancellations. You're going to see some credits. So, for instance, I mean that if they canceled the cruise and it's not going, as of today, most of them are giving a full refund,
okay.
and they're also giving a 25% off or 10% off a future cruise.
Even if you didn't have the insurance.
Right, that's what the cruise line's doing. But boy, insurance is so important, and I know a lot of people think, it's not going to happen. But once a hurricane, it's named, you can't take out. Most insurance policies, you cannot take an insurance policy out.
And hurricane season is going into November.
Yeah, it starts in May and actually goes through November. So trying to pinpoint, will this, you know, happen at this time or whatever, It's difficult. I will tell you that a cruise line can sail away. So unlike a land vacation, an all-inclusive, right. where you're that where that island or whatever,
yeah.
but a cruise ship sails. Mm-hmm. I mean, during Hurricane David, Andrew, they were out to sea. Most of the people didn't know what was going on because they can route those. And that's what they're doing right now. We have some cancellations. Every cruise line is giving us daily briefings. And clients are being contacted, you know, maybe you would, you know, go out of this port or whatever be the case. That's happening. We're getting daily briefings on hotels.
Okay.
Hotel chains. You know, if you are somebody who goes to Secrets or Rio's or any of those, we're getting daily briefings, and it's coming in and saying, this hotel is open. They're sustaining some damage, but they're open, back in there. Flights, again, airports, you know, all that. St. Martin got hit pretty hard.
Yes.
And so if you have plans for St. Martin, you know, you need to start thinking about that because the infrastructure with the airport, too. But it's a matter of timing and how fast they can do. Tourism is one of the most important features to all economies. I don't care where you are worldwide. Tourism is big. Those people who have lost everything are wanting to get back in and do what they do well and invite the people back. Now, with that said, if they're open and all that, you just kind of be aware of what type of infrastructure there might be.
Okay.
It may not be the same experience, okay? And that's where insurance can come into play. And hopefully if you have it, you have your policy, and if you're already starting to make claims or something, keep all your receipts, note who you spoke to, all of that information, because you can imagine how many people are involved in that as well.
You know, I'm wondering, because so many people are utilizing, because we have this at our fingertips, we can go, oh gosh, I can just get an Airbnb in the Keys and everything will be fine.
No.
Well, that's not the case. And now you may actually be out of money because the Airbnb folks don't have to offer a cancellation policy. They don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And this might, maybe for a little while at least, maybe start to get you back to, maybe this is why you have a travel agent.
Right. And the airlines don't give you a blank waiver for cancellations.
No.
They put a wind a couple days before something and they give you a couple days after. And that's meaning that you can cancel without a penalty. You can do an exchange your ticket without the fee they charge. So be aware that if you're looking at something into October, November, and December, they may not be authorizing that change. Also, at the same time, they're trying to reposition all those aircraft that have been flew away from those airports.
Right.
So that's causing delays in itself, repositioning, cancellations, because they're trying to get the planes and the crews and all that back into the system.
So if you have, let's say you purchased a cruise and you didn't go through the travel authority, but now you're going, I don't know what is happening. Can someone call you?
Give me a call.
Okay, great. Because I think there's going to be a lot of questions. Because if you are in that boat, so is everybody else.
Right. And there's a lot of questions. And if you were to call, making the calls, we have certain lines that we can call into airlines and tour companies and cruises. You're on hold forever. Mm-hmm. They suggest highly that you go to their websites.
Okay.
So that helps, you know, if you already have reservations and you're trying to figure out, is this thing going to go, or what's the most up-to-date information that, you know, we're looking at them. We're getting daily briefings from our company.
And you can still, I mean, potentially book new travel in these areas.
Oh,
you
yeah.
just need to make sure you're talking to someone at the travel authority who has the inside scoop as to what you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've had this on your plan that for Christmas time you're going to go to the Caribbean, well, it might be worthwhile to talk to someone from the travel authority to say, okay, where should I go?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And right now it looks the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just happened.
Oh, it just happened.
And but it's probably going to be amazing unless you're in a very, almost like Barbuda. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, Barbuda's terrible.
They just lost almost everything. But if you're looking to do that, we're going to have to kind of see, but you know, what's going to be out there and make the suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
But people are going to travel, and they need to travel. And we keep hearing Mexico is saying, you know, we're fine down here and all that. And, you know, it's just going to put a little bit of maybe a scarcity in the marketplace. Yeah. So it's important to do that now. Get going if you need to make it. And certainly if you need to figure out if you're going to cancel or what's going to happen.
And the other thing, too, is that you can, you know, this is one of the things that I think sometimes we forget about as well, that that you can put your plans on hold if you have that insurance.
Very important.
And I know it sounds kind of difficult for some people to hear who maybe didn't have that, but this is why when you talk to your travel agent, they say, you want to check the box, yes.
And that's why we offer it every single time, because, you know, better safe than sorry, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's what insurance is. It's just out there in case we need it.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I wanted to say is that as people were on vacation while this was happening, so many people were on vacation, and I can just imagine what was going on in the heads of your travel agents, because you have clients there and you're trying to get them out as quickly as possible. So you guys were not sleeping at that point.
No, at that point, we were actually had problems with people getting to Europe via Atlanta, because all of a sudden Atlanta was going to be hit. So those cancellations started. But I want to say one thing about the cruise lines. Those mega ships are going back and forth, and they are actually taking supplies to the hard-hit islands.
That's amazing.
The cruise industry is jumping in there and saying, we'll help you rebuild.
Yeah.
And they have their own private islands, too, down there.
Yeah.
But they know that those ships can take that stuff over.
Well, that is fantastic. And thank you so much for giving us an up-to-date look at what is happening. And you will be with Eric Bacon tonight at Hurtigruten at the Botanic Garden Park inside. Well, it's next to the historic barns.
Yes.
And just wonderful
it's
opportunities.
It's just relaxing. It's 6 o'clock. I've been maybe about an hour and a half. You don't have to stay the whole time. But
I love it.
Eric's passion and enthusiasm is going to make that presentation even better.
Well, if you are like me and you're looking for a vacation, tonight is the night to discuss getting on with Hurtigruten.
Yes.
6 o'clock. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi.
Thanks, Crystal.